There's an event on in Devonport this Saturday called Music by the Sea. It's being run by the Devonport Tennis Club. It's going to be a great event. Live music. We haven't seen any of that for a long time, have we? Tell us a bit more about it. Our very own Jerry Shears is a member of the Devonport Tennis Club, and he's been good enough to pop into the studio. You thought you were going to go home at 2 o'clock, didn't you? But or 3 o'clock, but you've had to come back now.
Oh, I would have preferred to go home at two.
Yeah, well, that's right. Who's going to sit in and do the 2 to 3 hour?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, this is the second or third year you've had this event?
No, this is the seventh.
Seven? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's been going for that long. And look, it's like any event that's outdoors, it's all dependent on the weather.
Yeah.
And I have looked at the weather forecast
for
Saturday.
Looks pretty good. Looks good.
Does look good. Mm. But you never know in Tasmania. It could snow that night. We just don't know.
Now, before we talk about the event on Saturday night, last weekend, I think, was the club championships. And I know a couple of years ago you won a trophy and it sat in the studio here for about 10 months or something. Mm. But I can see from the distinct lack of trophies here today that you obviously didn't do any good.
Well, first, I'd like to correct you on something. I won two trophies.
Two trophies, all right.
Okay. So I won two A Reserve Championships, but that was in the past.
Yeah.
And let's just look towards
the
future.
So what was the story this year? Just too old and too slow, or what?
Pretty much the case. carrying a bit of weight from last year, I think. Look, it started last week, the championships. What they normally do is wrap up and have the finals on Saturday.
To lead into this event, yeah.
To lead into this event. However, this year it's going to be different. So the semis, some were played last night, the rest will be played tonight.
Yep.
And then the grand finals tomorrow night in all divisions. And then Saturday we can just worry about setting up what is going to be an awesome night for Music by the Sea.
Yeah, well, you'll have plenty of time because you're not in the finals, so.
That is true. Stop rubbing it in.
Yeah. It's on from 5 till late, only $15 entry, which is pretty good value when you think about it. You've got something like four or five different live acts.
We do. We've got Leonard Tomei Band. We've got The Towels, Sugarloaf Road. Some groups you may not have heard of before because they're coming out and performing for the first time, I think, in quite a while.
Right, okay, yeah.
Some past and present players of the club as well are going to perform.
All right. Yeah. Is that on the stage or off the stage?
It's on the stage, right. And we'll see how they go and see if they're invited back next year. But that's what it's all about. You come along, you have some great local food, have a drink or two, and enjoy some local music and, you know, down at the Devonport Tennis Club. It's right near the beach there.
One thing
it's
we need to point out this year is BYO chair because there's no vertical drinking, as they call it. Is that right?
That's right. Mm. And look, in past years as well, we've just encouraged people to bring their blanket just in case it gets a little bit nippy at night, which we've noticed the last couple of nights it has. And bring a chair as well so you get a good spot and you can just sit and relax or possibly get up and dance later on in the night.
Okay. Now, children under 16 are free, so it's a family event as well.
Yeah. And for the kids as well, remember that this is at the tennis club, so there are facilities available for the kids to have a hit. You know, the lights will be on, so because there's only so much music that the kids enjoy, they would prefer to be running around
at night.
They have
a short attention span, some of them. Yeah,
so we've got plenty of tennis gear down there for them to enjoy. And, like you said, $15 per person, but kids under 16 free. And we had a huge night last year. And that was just before COVID. So this is a COVID-safe event. We want you to come along, support the Devonport Tennis Club, and have some fun.
Right. Now, you're encouraging people to buy their tickets online? That's how it's been done with COVID these days?
Yeah, it wasn't going to be, but due to the overwhelming response we've already had for it, we thought that selling tickets through Eventbrite would be a good idea.
Yep.
And that way it sort of gives us a number that we're going off as well. But you can still get tickets on the door on the night.
Right. But they won't be cash. It'll be all done electronically. Is that how it works now?
We do have electronic. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but you'll be able to, if you buy tickets beforehand, at least then we've got your name and stuff like that. If you're buying them at the door, we've got to write down your name and keep a record of all of that. So digitally, it's easier.
Hopefully, we won't have to do that for too much longer with the vaccine rolling out. But
no.
And it's been a long time, like I said, it's been a long time since people have actually had an opportunity to go out and see some live music. So this should be, it should go off, really.
It should. We're looking forward to it. Weather is meant to be good. And it's just a great event each year. And it's our biggest fundraiser for the Devonport Tennis Club, so come down, enjoy the night.
More details are on the club website, which is www.tennis.com.au/Devonport Tennis Club, and you can book your tickets through eventbrite.com.au. Jerry, thanks for coming in and letting us know about that. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go because I've got another commitment.
But, that's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the disappointment in your face.
Wiping away the tears.
Don't make it so obvious. Saturday night, Music by the Sea at the Devonport Tennis Club.